T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
When it comes to the Catholic Church mandatory review boards around the country, an AP survey study says that they have broadly failed to uphold commitments. Instead, boards appointed by bishops and operating in secrecy have undermined sex abuse claims from victims, shielded accused priests, and helped the church avoid payouts. Does this sound not surprising to you?
It's not surprising at all. For the most part, review board hearings have failed victims miserably. You have to remember that review boards are an extension of the Catholic Church. They're totally subjective. Their ultimate goal is to protect the Catholic Church and maintain secrecy. So the outcome is that that's what happens. Exactly. Secrecy is maintained. They protected the Catholic Church, and they re-victimized the victim in the process.
What do you think may be a better solution as far as having these review boards? Does there need to be an independent third party, some transparency?
Well, what has to happen is the Catholic Church and the review boards and the extensions of the Catholic Church have to inform people that the saints should just call the police, call the attorney generals, call the district attorneys, call law enforcement, which are totally independent from the Catholic Church. It's been shown time and time again over decades upon decades that the Catholic Church cannot self-police, and it doesn't want to self-police. They put profits before the protection of children. Just call the police.
The shielding of priests and the attempts by dioceses and review boards to avoid those payouts, how tough is it, how discouraging is it for victims who have already come forward and victims who have yet to come forward from doing so?
Well, the shielding of priests and the review board hearings, which are tilted towards the Catholic Church, only re-victimize victims, has a chilling effect with regard to victims coming forward and wanting to report this clergy sexual abuse. It affects victims in a negative way. They have less faith in the system than they had before they approached the review board. Again, victims have to just learn to call law enforcement and legal authorities who are wholly independent from the Catholic Church.
Any review board down the line, any revised review boards that are not chosen by a diocese, be able to help in a more transparent manner down the road?
Any review board, the composition of any review board, first of all, has to be totally independent of the Catholic Church. They cannot even be paid by the Catholic Church, because by definition, they would not be independent. They'd be influenced by the Catholic Church. And the review board has to be made up of skilled individuals, such as law enforcement, who know how to look for signs of clergy sexual abuse, who know how to be sensitive towards victims, and who know how to reach an objective result.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.